You would you like to come up to the microphone? Come right on up to the microphone here. Where these people can hear you. May I ask you your name, sir?
My name is Macklin. Number of people out here know me.
Good.
I'm mayor of Cedar Creek, 4 miles south of Mulberry. Hooray for the red, white, and blue. Let's stand by it like men and women. We are not here, my friends, to take and fight the colored people. They're our citizens. And we still want them to a great extent. Am I for them? Just wait a minute. Have patience with me. Take and fight them that way, whatever. Not a bit in this world. With all, I'm a man 74 years old. And then all that 74 years, I never heard of anything like this coming up over our nation. It isn't only here in the little state of Delaware. It's over our land. And it's something, my friend, has got to be settled. Just have patience a minute. I understood here a few years ago that an egg was set. Back then, 1930 or 1932. Now, I can't back this up. The egg was set. And that egg has been hatched. What do you suppose is in it? It was a billy goat. Listen, and he's one of the prettiest fellows you ever saw. He's white, he's got no horn, but he's got a short tail. That billy goat, my friends, as I say, he's got no horn, but he's gone to button. And he's a button hard. And you and I keep still as a nation. And let that flag fall to the ground. Let him have horns. And you'll find, my friend, that you couldn't break him off with the biggest sledgehammer ever was made. You let that tail grow, which represents communism, and it'll get in power so that you and I, my friends. You and I, my friend, I may not see it. As I say, I'm a man 74 years old. But I'm thinking about my grandchildren. I'm thinking about those that's going to come on. We old men, we dream. The young men, they see visions. And I, as a man, my friend, to see this vision upon the nation, understand. And there's a way out of this. Shall I tell it?
Sure.
Right. If it's the will of the people, tell it.
Yeah. All I want to answer to it and say, hooray! You and I, as fathers and mothers, if we will keep our children homes and schools, what are they going to do about it? Now listen, that isn't only here. That isn't only the little state of Delaware. But you take the face of people, understand. You keep your home, children home from school. Who's going to drive them to school? You and I, we take and feed our children. We put clothes on their back. We put shoes on their feet. And we want them to come along and understand and be citizens that will stand by our red, white, and blue. And if you as a nation, you as a people, if we will come together, yes, I'd say in the name of Almighty God, because this is a starting of trouble. And it isn't ended. Not by any means it isn't ended. And if we'll come together and keep our children home from school, perhaps I've got no right to say this. This dear man here, give me the privilege. If we'll keep our children home from school, somebody will do something. Listen, let me go a little bit forward. Thank you very much for this. Let us keep our children home from school for 9 months. Good long time, isn't it? We'll feed them. We'll keep shoes on their feet. We'll keep clothes on their back. We'll pay our taxes. Let this goat, I speak of, understand, come in and be the teacher for 9 months and get their result, what they say in the end of 9 months, and see what the result is. Maybe I'm going a little bit too far. I'm an American citizen, and I'm proud to have this golden opportunity of saying a word. And I hope and trust I've said nothing to offend anybody. I hope and trust I've said nothing that will down anybody. But we as a people, I realize and know that we've got laws and we have stood by our laws. We don't want to lower our laws, not by any means. You and I, as I said, we have paid our taxes and given these people the privilege to understand, thought it in their lap, and they take and use it. And they should use it to the best of their knowledge and understanding. And I have said this, my friends. I hope and trust I'm wrong here, and neither do I want to call any man. It's a great honor to understand a man to come up, and we as citizens, understand, will take and support that man. It's a great honor. But when he comes to make a goat out of himself, I say get him out of office. I'd say that if it was my own father. I said it was my own son. I said it was my own brother. Any man that'll come together, stir, and try to make these laws and don't think of his fellow man for the good of his fellow man, he's not fit for office.
Thank you. Yes, sir. This gentleman has said anything to offend anyone. I don't think those people are here. They weren't invited either. That's why we held this meeting on private grounds. If they were here, you wouldn't see as orderly a crowd as we have. And let me congratulate you people for being as nice and orderly as you have up until this time. You certainly have been nice, and I've heard a lot of good laughter out there in the last few minutes, and I don't think anyone is bored so far. I would, as I said, we cannot do anything in this organization without the will of the people. We feel we have it. Majority of them throughout the United States. But locally here, we believe we would also like to find out if we have the majority, the will of the majority of the peoples on our side. I would like to hear how many here would be in favor of seeing this organization form a very strong chapter in this state. How many would? I believe the ayes have it. Either there was a majority put up their hand or a lot of people put up two hands, one or the other out there. While we're carrying this meeting on now, I would like to know if there's anyone, any of the young fellows out there that would like to pass out some literature on the organization here. We'd like to step forward and be passing some out to the people. There comes a... We got plenty of help. We got just lots of it. This literature is printed. If you find any mistakes in there, it's a mistake of the mind. It's not from the heart. Any mistakes we have ever made in this organization been through ignorance. It was not from the heart. We will probably make a lot more mistakes because we aren't, this is new to the white people, that you got to stand up and shout to the rooftops to stick up for your rights. It's new to you because they have just, well, in other words, as the gentleman said, the egg is just recently hatched. They laid it a long time ago. The Radic Directive, this fellow Radic was chief of propaganda from the Soviet Union. In August 20th, 1922, is when he issued the Radic Directive to the Communist Party of America, stating that to stir up racial strife, pit one race against the other, was the their aims that they set out at that time. 2 days ago, on August the 22nd, our FBI moved in and raided this meeting and got hundreds of documents along with the Radic Directive. It's in their files today. They have plenty of evidence there. Now, I don't know, so I'm going to have to ask you this question. Who has blocked the use of this evidence that they have up there and have had for 20 years or more? Someone has. Maybe a few of these communists has gotten into key positions in the government. I don't know. But it's a funny thing that there are people in our government can block the use of evidence against the communists to stop our Justice Department from using it. And there's another thing that I'm wondering about. Where were our congressmen and senators 10, 20 years ago? Why did they just recently pass a law to outlaw communism? I think we should have had that long time ago. They say they were afraid to run them underground. They must have already been underground. I never did have anyone walk up to me and say, I'm a communist. I think they should have passed the law a long time ago and ran them out of the country. And all these people that have been convicted of advocating violence to overthrow the government of the United States, I don't think they should be in our prisons today. I think they should be out of our country. Let them send them over to Russia. Leave them there. We don't want them here. Why should we keep paying taxes to feed some communist up there in prison, or any person invoking the Fifth Amendment? I've never found it necessary to use the Fifth Amendment in my life, and I'll allow anyone to ask me any question they wish. And if they did not have anything to hide, they would not use it either. Regardless of whether or not it is a known fact, or whether Senator McCarthy has smoked out any communists, and I don't know, but he certainly smoked out a lot of those people that have invoked the Fifth Amendment, and as far as I'm concerned, they're communists. I'm not trying to give you a political speech on Senator McCarthy, because I'm nonpartisan. The organization's nonpartisan. I'll vote for the man that's going to help me, going to stick up for my race of people, and not for these so-called white people that are traitors to the white race. And anyone that joins forces with another race against his own race is a traitor to the white race. He may call himself a self-styled liberal. He's still a traitor. Now, right now at this time, I'd like to explain how we form a chapter. We form a chapter of directors that are residents right in your area. We don't go in and bring people to serve on the board from other states or from Washington, D.C. or any place like that. This chapter is set up to have local control over their local affairs, which is, if we had throughout the states today, we wouldn't have this trouble. Any person should be able to control his own backyard and not be told how to run it. That's exactly what the United States Supreme Court is telling us today in this decree they've handed down, that segregation in schools is unconstitutional. I don't know where they get it that it's unconstitutional. They said it was unconstitutional as far as the 14th Amendment to the Constitution was concerned. But in their decree, they didn't quote the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. They quoted a couple of sociology books. I read it, I know. I didn't read the sociology books, and I never will. We would like to have anyone step forward that would like to serve on the board of directors of this chapter. And incidentally, the board of directors even elect their own officers. We can't appoint them for you. You elect your own officer. And under the state laws of Delaware, you cannot be sued for any personal or private property that you may own. You could be sued for the property that the organization owns. But we're sticking that out there, inviting that. We're not worried about losing that. Maybe we don't have enough to worry about losing. We will someday, but that's what it's incorporated for, is so that they can only reach out and try to take from the organization and not from the people connected with it. No associate member or member of the board or officer is jeopardizing any of his property or anything he may own privately. Is there anyone who would like to step out and serve on this board? Come right up here, sir. Sure will.
This gentleman here would like to make a comment of his own over this microphone.
Charles P. West from Gumber, Delaware.
Charles
P. West from Gumber, Delaware.
Charles P. West, a red-blooded American from
Gumber, Delaware.
Gumber, Delaware. That's where you're from, I think. Gumber. I believe I see another red-blooded American in a red dress. I believe she's headed this way. We need 3 members of the board, then in turn they may elect their other members, the additional members to the board and their officers. But we need 3. The organization cannot have less than 3 board of directors. Mrs. Mildred Sharp from Milford, Delaware. Here comes another one. We got more red buttons. This gentleman cannot serve. He would like to make a statement, and I'll let him make that statement later. He will make it in just a few minutes.
I'd like to introduce Reverend Warrington from Selbyville.
We have a third one. Reverend Warrington of
Selbyville,
Delaware. Come over just a minute, Reverend. Let me get you over here beside this man here. I'm going to see that no one pushes him off. I'll need it. Well, we have our three. If there's anyone else that would like to step up, they're more than welcome to. If not, we will issue the charter to these three. We will elect them as the board members, and in turn, at their first meeting, which they will hold right away, I believe, they will elect other members and the officers. Now, how many of you people would like to join this chapter and back these three people up? Well, they're very good, because they're only as strong as the people with them. I will break down, one of the things that goes through everyone's mind, of course, is money, because it takes so much of it to live nowadays, I guess. And I'd like to break down for what the membership dues are used for. The membership dues into the organization are $5 a year. $2 of this go into the National Forum. It's a publication, official publication, published by the National Association for Advancement of White People twice a month. And it gives you the news that you don't read in the average newspaper. It's not put there to give you the news you can read in your newspaper that you take at home. You continue to take your local newspaper because you can read some good stuff in there. You've got to know what the, even if they're only printing for the opposition, keep up with what they're doing too. This publication at the time is costing the organization $10 for each subscriber. But the subscriptions are building up, and it will drop down, we hope, to where it will only cost the organization the $2 that it charges for subscriptions. That's $2 into the chapter and $2 into the National Forum. $1 goes to the National Headquarters, which issues all the literature, issues the membership card, makes the dressograph plates, maintains the files. And so far, it's costing us $1.09 a member. So please believe me, no one's running off with any part of it when you're costing you $1.09 out of a dollar. Now, you will have in your local chapter, as I said, your own officers, and the local chapter has its own bank account. It will hire and fire its own lawyers. We will assist it in obtaining lawyers if they can't get them locally. We can get lawyers. We have them. Now, we have a lawyer now that has filed in Baltimore a writ of mandamus, which is we're petitioning the court for the Board of School Commissioners to come into court and show cause why they should not uphold the city law. The city law there says that there shall be separate schools for Negro children with Negro teachers only. And the Attorney General of the state of Maryland has ruled that those laws are not null and void until the final Supreme Court ruling is handed down. The Board of School Commissioners in Baltimore have taken it upon themselves, because their city solicitor said that the laws were null and void. He did not hand down any brief. He did not state why. He just said they're null and void. Well, I don't know if we'll win this case or not, but we would have filed it if we'd have really believed we'd have lost it. We'd have filed it. However, some people close to Annapolis up there, and close to the Attorney General, thinks we have a 75% chance of winning it. But we filed it for a number of reasons, and one was to show that the white people had somebody that was going to get out and fight for them, too. This suit cost $850 to start. If we win it, it'll cost a lot more than that, because they certainly will appeal it all the way up as high as they can go. But it'll be money well spent. We had 62 members at that time in the city of Baltimore. 62. We did not even have enough members there that have paid dues to even pay for this suit. But what difference did that make to us? We used white people's money in other places to help white people, and that's what the money was collected for. That guy announces another meeting, I'm going to it too. He may have been the fellow that was flying around and said the meeting was off. It wasn't going to have any. That fellow's been made a liar out of, whoever did that. Boy, is his face black or red. Now, getting back to this form of the chapter, though, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have strength in it to lend it prestige, for it to be able to do anything, which gives it funds. And I think you know these people. I have heard of them before. If you don't know them, you're going to know a lot about them from here on. And if you don't know them, I'm sure there's plenty of people who do that will verify the fact that you're small amount of dues you pay into the chapter will be in safe hands. Now, I think that anyone who would like to join, I believe some joined already, didn't they? Well, anyone who would like to join, I think that you should turn your application over. Step forward and turn your application and your dues over to these board members. Now, these board members have stepped forward and I would like to know if the majority of the people here are in favor of them serving on this board. All in favor? Oh, raise your hand. All in favor. All not in favor. Unanimous. We got them. At this time, these two gentlemen here, the two of the gentlemen, we have a lady and two gentlemen, but I mean the two gentlemen would like to make a statement, and I have another fellow, if he hadn't run, oh, don't you run away, would like to make a statement now, and maybe we'll get the young lady to make a statement here too. Okay? Would you? Is there anything you would like to say first? Ladies first. All right, come on and talk. Say a few words.
I have only one thing to say. I am a servant of God.
Just a little bit, not too close. There you go. Right.
I wish to uphold the law. I don't think, to my knowledge, I have ever done anything else but uphold the law. I sincerely appreciate from the bottom of my heart the people I see before me. And I sincerely appreciate this reverend who is supporting this organization. Did not know I was going to be called upon to make a speech or whatever you want to term it. But I feel so deeply that I just cannot express it in words. I have walked this state for the past 3 years in fear and dread. I have slept but 3 hours this week. Last evening I went to bed at 1 o'clock. I could not sleep. I got up and began searching the books again. I went through the